So we're in batch number 8 now. We've got the headlines for you, and then we're going to have the answers to Lizzie's one and only quiz. So, headlines coming up. My headlines are: the Stoke-on-Trent community set to be choked by 3,097 new homes, and 9 North Staffordshire shops raided in police and council sting. And Lizzie's headlines are:
it's more than a factory. Stoke-on-Trent MPs react to Wedgwood bombshell, and workmates rallying around Port Vale fan struck down with MND.
Okay, so we're going to have the answers now to Liz's one and only quiz.
Number one, which landlocked European country is the world's only remaining sovereign Grand Duchy? The answer is Luxembourg. Number two, the convicted murderer John Hague, who was commonly known by what name because of the way he disposed of his victims? It was the acid bath murderer. Number three, the herpes virus HSV-1 is responsible for what common viral infection? It's responsible for cold sores. Number four, according to Oscar Wilde, one must have a heart of stone to read about the death of which Dickens character without laughing? And the character with the very, it is quite, well, I always am amused since reading that about Oscar Wilde. It's Little Nell. So if you listen, if you read that and you can do it without laughing, you must have a heart of stone. Number five, which finger has the fastest growing nail? The index finger. Number six, and which African river is the Victoria Falls? It's on the Zambezi. Number seven, what does the J in J.K. Rowling's name stand for? It stands for Joanne. Number eight, what is the Tibetan name for the abominable snowman? It's called a Yeti in Tibet, the Yeti. Number nine, what type of creature is a peewit? It's a bird. Number 10, Constantine II, who died in 2023, was the last king of which European country? He was the last king of Greece. And the bonus question, what is the largest planet in the solar system? It's Jupiter. And that's my quiz.
Brilliant. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll have another quiz with Liz later in October. Okay, so my first headline for you now is the Stoke-on-Trent community set to be choked by 3,097 new homes. Residents in a Stoke-on-Trent community where 3,097 homes could be built in the Green Belt are ready to put up a fight against the plan. Stoke-on-Trent City Council is currently consulting on a draft local plan which will see the development of 18,528 homes across the city. It includes plans for 3,097 homes in the Norton area, with 2,278 homes in Norton Green South and 890 homes in Norton Green North. A public meeting has already been held against the plans, and Norton Green Residents Association is also planning to leaflet every house. Councillor Duncan Walker said, "I cannot see how the sites could possibly be viable, so I'm not sure why they've come forward. I will be supporting local residents and encouraging them to take part fully in this consultation." Now, giant signs have been erected around the village in advance of more planned public meetings later this month. Resident Mike Williams said Norton is very different from the rest of Stoke-on-Trent. "People live here for all the greenery. If all of these houses are built here, it will stop it being a village, and the infrastructure can't handle it all." Residents wanting to comment on the first draft of the plan have until October the 20th to submit feedback, which will be used to inform the final draft of the plan. Over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 7.
It's more than a factory. Stoke-on-Trent MPs react to Wedgwood bombshell. Ministers have been urged to show real help for the city's ceramics industry after production was paused at an iconic factory. Stoke-on-Trent MPs have voiced their concerns following Wedgwood's bombshell announcement of a 90-day shutdown at its Barlaston factory. The shutdown starts on September the 29th and will see 70 workers on temporary leave on full pay and includes the suspension of factory tours. On making the announcement, Fiskars Group said the short-term measure was being rolled out in response to lower consumer demand. Stoke-on-Trent City Council said it was taking practical steps to support the industry on a local level while continuing to support the industry on to push our case at the very highest level of government to ensure the ceramics industry is seen as an integral to the future of the country. Now, Stoke-on-Trent MPs Gareth Snell and Dr. Alison Gardner say they have made the new Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Peter Kyle, aware. Mr. Snell, MP for Stoke-on-Trent Central, said the name Wedgwood has been famously linked to Stoke-on-Trent since 1759. It's had its ups and downs over the last 266 years. The news that manufacturing will be paused at the Barlaston site in September and factory tours will be cancelled is incredibly worrying and further highlights the immediate need for greater support for British ceramics. The support cannot be in some distant future or the promise of help tomorrow, but real help today. Ministers know what we need, and I had already started speaking to the new Secretary of State of Business and Trade about the work I and other MPs have been doing alongside the GMB and Ceramics UK to support the industry. The world of Wedgwood is also more than a factory. It tells a story of our heritage, our craftsmanship and our skill. It is a tourist destination that brings thousands of people to North Staffordshire every year. I understand that the V&A's Wedgwood collection will still be open and available during this time, as will the other visitor attractions on site. My thoughts are with the workers who now face an uncertain future. I'll do whatever I can to support constituents affected by the news and support the company through this difficult time. Dr. Gardner, MP for Stoke-on-Trent South, said Wedgwood ceramics are world-renowned for their beautiful and rich history originating here in Staffordshire. I am proud that this piece of Staffordshire's heritage is in my constituency, and I will fight hard to ensure that it remains that way. I understand that this is a very worrying time for the workers at Wedgwood, but I'm pleased that it is confirmed they will be on full pay and that they have the support of trade unions, myself and fellow MPs. The temporary pause in production is due to seasonal fluctuations, and I will seek assurances that they will resume regular production in the new year. Since the news broke, I have already been in close conversations with the new Secretary of State for Business and Trade. I will continue to work closely with him to bolster our vital ceramics industry here in Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire. I will be engaging with unions and the company over the next few weeks. I will do all I can to support every member of staff affected. Please don't hesitate to get in touch if you need support. Announcing the measures, a Fiskars Group spokesman said Fiskars Group will temporarily pause production at the Wedgwood factory in Barlaston for up to 90 days. This short-term measure is being taken to address elevated inventory levels caused by lower consumer demand in some of our key markets. A total of 70 employees will be placed on temporary leave. The factory tours, part of the acclaimed World of Wedgwood tourist destination, will be suspended during this period, with plans to resume in early January 2026. Barlaston and its community are of key importance to Fiskars Group and Wedgwood. The site serves as a hub for our high-end and bespoke products, including handcrafted pieces in fine-bone china and our signature jasperware. These pieces are brought to life by skilled artisans using techniques pioneered by Josiah Wedgwood, many still in use today. This living tradition reflects our commitment to craftsmanship, the value of Made in England, and Barlaston's enduring role in our heritage and operations.
Okay, so my final story now in batch number 7 is 9 North Staffordshire shops raided in police and council sting. Police have teamed up with Trading Standards to raid 9 North Staffordshire shops in the latest crackdown on illegal cigarettes and vapes. The operation in Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle included a specially sniffer dog. The exact locations of yesterday morning's stings this week have not yet been released, but Staffordshire Police say six shops in Stoke-on-Trent and three in Newcastle-under-Lyme were raided. It represents yet even more action across North Staffordshire focused on cracking down on the sale of illegal cigarettes, vapes and tobacco. Earlier this month, £116,000 worth of counterfeit goods were found in a flat in Longton, and earlier this year, more than £671,000 worth of illegal tobacco and vapes were stashed in two shipping containers. There's also been multiple stings on shops in the city and the wider county, where some stores have been hit with closure orders. An investigation is now thought to be underway following this week's enforcement. A spokesperson for Staffordshire Police said that we've raided nine shops in Stoke-on-Trent and Newcastle-under-Lyme as part of an operation with trading standards into illegal cigarettes, vapes and tobacco and immigration crime. Our modern slavery and human trafficking team have been working closely with officers from Stoke-on-Trent City Council to coordinate the operation, and members of the neighbourhood teams also took part. We have also contacted Stoke-on-Trent City Council and Staffordshire County Council for further information. So over to Liz, who's going to do the final story for us in batch number seven.
Workmates rallying round Port Vale fan struck down with MND. Work colleagues of a huge Port Vale fan diagnosed with motor neuron disease are tackling a mammoth 40-mile fundraising walk as a show of solidarity. A team from Riello UPS, which is based in Wrexham, is walking from its head office to Burslem with all proceeds going to the MND Association. They are raising money in honour of colleague Peter Walthall, who has worked at the business for more than 11 years after he was diagnosed with MND in December. The 58-year-old from Forsbrook is continuing in his role as project manager for the firm as long as he is able. The walk's final destination of Vale Park is a particularly poignant one for Peter, who has been a passionate supporter for more than 50 years, including more than 20 years as a season ticket holder. An intrepid group of Riello UPS employees are undertaking the full 40-mile sponsored walk, which they have split over 2 days, September the 19th and 20th, with an overnight camp stay. But many more of Peter's teammates, family and friends will join the main group at various points along the route in a Riello UPS rally relay to show their support. They will conclude their Power Walk for Peter fundraiser to tie in with Port Vale's League One home fixture with Mansfield Town on Saturday. Leo Craig, Managing Director of Riello UPS Limited, said, "Peter is a hugely popular and well-respected part of our team, and his MND diagnosis came as a huge shock to us all. But what doesn't surprise us is the determination that he and his family have shown in facing the disease head-on. It's a mark of the man we have come to know and love over the years." The MND Association have offered Peter and his wife Tracy invaluable advice and assistance over recent months. The work they do is vital for so many families across the country impacted by MND, and it's why we're proud to support them as our Charity of the Year for 2025. We'd also like to pay tribute to Port Vale Football Club. They've really gone above and beyond to assist with our walk, and we really do appreciate their amazing support. And while our team certainly has a challenge on their hands walking from Wrexham to Port Vale, we're more than sure they will be up to the task and hope they'll raise lots of money along the way. For further details about the Riello UPS Power Walk for Peter fundraiser for the MND Association and to donate, visit, it says https://, but you don't really need that, do you? // Riello, R-I-E-L-L-O .UK/MNDA. That's all lowercase, R-I-E-L-L-O .UK/MNDA. That was last weekend. Friday was nice weather, but Saturday was absolutely appalling, I think. It was where I was, which was in Durham. So I hope they were all right. At least Vale won their match. And that's the end of my stories.
So a big thank you to Liz, and we will see you back a bit later in October as you're going away for a little bit. So have a nice time, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. No, I won't be here the next update. stopped.
Yeah, so. But we will see you around the 22nd of October that week.
Is that the one after that? Yeah.
Okay, well, have a nice holiday and we'll
see
you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye. And goodbye from me.